This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appealed to his coalition partners not to bring down the government, even as coalition partner Jewish Home said it plans to make an announcement in Parliament today. Mr. Netanyahu is not scheduled to face the voters until next year, said he told his coalition partners. This is a time for responsibility, especially at this security-sensitive time. University of San Francisco Middle East analyst Stephen Zunis says Mr. Netanyahu, beset by multiple corruption investigations, lost his defense minister, who resigned last week after the government agreed to a ceasefire ending 2 days of violence with Hamas in Gaza.
You had the defense minister, Lieberman, engaging in this risky operation in Gaza while the prime minister was in Europe for the commemorations of World War I. It was a botched operation. They ended up both killing the Israeli operatives and some top Hamas officials. And Hamas, of course, retaliated with the rocket attacks, and Israel retaliated with that heavy bombing and threatened to escalate. Netanyahu put a stop to it. And Lieberman's upset because he, frankly, wanted to go to another full-scale war.
Prime Minister Netanyahu's Likud coalition government is down to one vote majority, that is, should Jewish Home pull out. That would make it a minority government, more likely to require snap elections, perhaps by March. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has kicked off his re-election campaign with a manifesto highlighted by an anti-corruption agenda, he says. If he would win the vote on February the 16th, his anti-graft drive during his first term failed to secure any high-profile convictions. This is VOA News. President Trump, in an interview on Fox News Sunday, was asked about the belief that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is suspected of orchestrating the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
Will anybody really know? All right. Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him and close to him that were probably involved. You saw we put on very heavy sanctions, massive sanctions on a large group of people from Saudi Arabia. But at the same time, we do have an ally, and I want to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good.
On a separate news program, Senator Lindsey Graham insisted the Crown Prince was involved in ordering the killing, calling him unhinged, irrational, and one who had not done a lot to and done a great deal to damage bilateral relations between Riyadh and Washington. U.S.-led coalition denied reports the airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in eastern Syria killed dozens of civilians. Coalition insisted it only struck legitimate militant targets. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said more than 40 people, most of them civilians, were killed. The U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, says he hopes to cement a peace deal with Taliban insurgents by the presidential election in April next year.
I hope that the Taliban and the other Afghans would use the election date as a deadline to achieve a peace agreement before then. That would be my hope. I think that would be the hope of Afghans as well, because the sooner we get peace, the better it will be.
Khalilzad was in Kabul to lead talks with the U.S., Taliban, and the Afghan government. Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena has asked for a third parliamentary vote of no confidence in the nascent administration of Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa. His choices to lead the government, Australian National University's Chandra Athrukarala, said Mr. Sirisena last month fired the previous prime minister, someone he said he could not work with.
He appointed Mr. Rajapaksa, his former enemy, as prime minister, hoping that within a couple of weeks' time, they would be able to get enough majority on the parliament by buying some of the opposition members of the parliament. That strategy did not work.
Two previous no-confidence motions were based on voice vote, one Friday involving altercations among lawmakers. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.